Now, in this house, I suppose the one that you lived in when you were a girl, with different types of furniture than,
yes.
than they have now,
yes.
what would you have to sit in?
Oh, I remember I remember more in retrospect about the house that I lived in as a child. What impressed me was not so much my mother's furniture. I can by looking at the old photographs, I can see what it was.
Uh-huh.
I remember she had a large black leather tufted sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And I have there's a picture of my brother and sister sitting on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember we had sort of a Victorian shaped sofa.
Mm-hmm.
And her rugs were sort of oriental patterned.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. But the thing that I remember most is our dining table.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember what a huge oval dining table we had, because my father never came home alone.
And
my mother was a good cook.
Mm-hmm.
He never came home. He always brought, she never knew how many he was bringing, so mm-hmm. she always cooked like, you know, she was cooking for a party.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd come home and probably bring two or three for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, there'd be three or four drift in, you know. So we had all these people around this dining table. And my father always waited until we got to the table to tell any funny story that he wanted to. And I have so many times I'd find myself sliding under that table, you know, because I was embarrassed about what he was telling about me. So I remember the dining table particularly well.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that the break front where she kept the china,
uh-huh.
you know. And then the other thing that I remember about the house most of all was that the windows in the living room were big and had stained glass at the top of them, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved that stained glass, that blue and red and gold and the different. I loved to see the sun shine through
mm-hmm.
it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things are the things I remember most, are the dining table
mm-hmm.
and the stain and the windows
mm-hmm.
that I liked.
Well, how many people could sit at that dining table?
12. With all the leaves in it, you know.
Uh-huh. And you had that many chairs?
Well, of course, there were seven of us, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think Mama had, I don't remember odd chairs being around there. Probably she did.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember most about family meals, that my father liked seafood. And I can remember how children used to love to come to our house because my father liked fresh oyster stew. And he had these shipped in on the train all the months with R in it.
Yeah.
He had a standing order of fresh seafood come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can remember the children always asking us, when are you going to have oyster stew, you know, so that we could all come over and dip into that. So I can remember these big tureens of oyster stew that we'd have, you know, for evening, and how much he enjoyed that. Another thing I remember. Am I talking too much?
Oh no.
Well, another thing
this is
that
interesting to me. I mean.
Well, another thing that I remember is when I was very little, when my father's favorite way of relaxing when he got home in the afternoon was to fix himself up he called it a toddy. But he mixed bourbon and water. And then he would eat raw oysters. And he taught me to eat oysters raw.
Oh, really?
When I was 3 or 4 years old. And I thought that was such a delicacy, you know.
When you were 3 or 4 years?
Yeah. So he would cut them up. They were usually rather large. And he would put a little salt and pepper on them, you know. Sometimes a dash of pepper sauce on a cracker and give it to me, you know. And as long as he stayed in there, so did I, you know. And I've often wondered now. Because I've learned later that raw oysters absorb alcohol. So he never had a trace of being intoxicated, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I'm sure that was it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he always ate raw oysters.